This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Producer Richard Lerma, the client is the Home Depot. Production date October 21st, 2020. Copyright 2020. This is a 30-second stereo spot in Spanish. Spot title, ProPaint/BearProI300/$17.99/Hispanic/CN30. Ad ID, YHTHD24RR30.
Como pintor profesional, eres tan bueno como tu último trabajo. Hazlo aún mejor con la pintura Behr Pro i300 para interiores de The Home Depot. Desde solo $17.99 el galón. Y eso es antes del descuento Pro Extra. Obtienes un desempeño superior que cubre y esconde cada detalle. Y una aplicación fácil y rápida con rociador, rodillo o brocha. Haz tu mejor trabajo con la pintura Behr Pro i300 para interiores a $17.99 el galón en The Home Depot. Haces más, logras más. Disponible en tiendas y por internet.
Baseball Dads, number 35.
Hey, Dad, you want to have a catch?
I'd like that.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Baseball Dads. I'm Jason Acquisto. I appreciate you listening. It is 60 degrees today. It's early March, baseball is coming. Oh, baseball is coming. Oh, hey, man, I know. It's going to be cold again. You think I put the snowblower away? It's not my first season change here in Indiana, okay? But we have gotten a little taste of what's coming. A little sunshine, some spring training. Fantasy leagues are getting hooked up. Intentional talk going strong on the TV. Travel teams starting outdoor practice very soon. And youth baseball. Is there anything better than youth baseball? Travel baseball, yes. But man, I'm talking about rec. Rec league baseball. Kids playing baseball for the fun of it. I'm here for that. Fishers, Indiana is the home of a great baseball organization. Our league is called Fishers HSE Youth Baseball, soon to be renamed Mudsock Youth Baseball. And it is my privilege to serve on this board of volunteers for the past 8 years as we facilitate the baseball experience for thousands of kids here in Hamilton County. I spoke with my colleagues, John Hoffman and Todd Fondry, both members of the executive board, about this league and why they're involved. These are a couple of dads, live here in Fishers, great families, you know, good citizens, normal, regular people who care about this community and love the game of baseball. So, first, this is me talking with Todd Fondry here on Baseball Dads.
Hey, Jason, it's Todd.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good. Sorry, I'm in Holland, Michigan for my older son's hockey tournament. I just had to check our team in and everything, so.
Okay, cool. Do you have time? Is that convenient for you?
I do. Yes, yes.
I just wanted to kind of chat a little bit and get a little bit of your perspective. You have been a board member for how long?
5 years, I believe. I think this is my fifth year.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I think 2015 is when I started. Yep, 5 years.
So you have two boys, and how old are they, and are they in the league now?
Yep, I have a 6-year-old and a 11-year-old. So I have my 11-year-old is in the 5th, 6th grade league, and they're both in the league. And my 6-year-old is playing in the 1st, 2nd grade league, and actually he's also playing for the 7U Express team this year.
Very cool. So it's the first year for his travel experience.
Yes, yes. For my entire family. My older son did not do travel, so this will be a new experience for us.
How's it going so far with that?
It's been great. I mean, we have very little involvement thus far, but we have our first team meeting tomorrow, And the coach has already been getting schedules out to us and everything. So my younger son's looking forward to it.
Cool. So give a shout out to both of your sons. What are their names?
My older son's name is Evan. He's been in the league since he was in PK. My younger son is Jack. And again, he's been in the league since he's in PK. So this will be his third season going through our league.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have a great year. As a member of the board, I know that you've done a couple different things. You've been a league commissioner, is that right?
Yes, I was the PK and K commissioner for a couple years.
And now you are on the executive committee. So you are the...
I'm a player agent.
You're the player agent. Now, what does that exactly entail?
So my job is involved... I'm involved with establishing the teams for the various rec divisions. So making sure that we have enough teams and the slotted teams for each division. I'm in charge of the evaluation process, so making sure that the players go through evaluation and that the data is aligned with the leagues for which we are setting. I field a lot of questions, a lot of phone calls from parents asking about the various divisions and where their kids are falling. I coordinate with the commissioners to make sure they get coaches for the various divisions and various teams. That also involves the fall ball process too. And the one thing that I've done differently this year, last year when I took over player agent, is I'm a big data nerd. So I've been utilizing, last year I implemented coaches evaluations on players. So I send a list out to all the coaches and ask them to respond back to me with player evaluations. And I use that for our fall ball registration last year. So in the years prior, we didn't have a means of evaluating kids, especially kids that came from outside our league, and which we still don't do, but at least if a kid was evaluated poorly in spring but had a great spring season, that's reflected on his fall ball score. So that's something I did differently this year. And I also use that data to transfer and cross-reference it against the spring data from this year to see if there's a big anomaly between what they scored last year and this year, then I can investigate it a little bit more to see maybe something was off. So that's kind of 10,000 foot view of really what I do, but I'm sure there's a lot more that I'm missing.
Well, there's a lot that goes into it that I think parents don't always realize. And it's probably one of the more important things that the board does is divide up the teams, evaluate the talent, because I guess it would be a bad situation if a kid got on the wrong team, you know?
You're absolutely right. And I think that the harder part, too, is dealing with, like, I have to go through and comb through to make sure if there are siblings in a particular league. And, well, what if one sibling evaled higher than the other sibling? You know, how do parents want to handle that? Some of them would prefer them to play in the same team. Some of them would prefer them to play in their respective divisions. So that's something else that we look at. Mm-hmm. That, you know, when dealing with over 1,300, 1,400 kids in a league, you know, it's very cumbersome and very heavy lift.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. And sometimes the sheer volume of kids makes it hard to get your arms around the whole process. But so let me ask you this, just switching gears. And you have two kids in the league. I know that. Nobody's asking you. Nobody's requiring you, I should say, to give your time as a member of our board. It's a volunteer position. And especially to give on the level of the executive level, being the player agent, why do you do it? Why choose to spend your time doing it?
I mean, Jason, honestly, I love the game of baseball. It's what I played growing up. I mean, I played a lot of sports growing up, but it was my love when I was a kid. I feel it's my opportunity to give back. I know when I was a young kid, my dad busted his butt making sure our fields were ready to play. He coached me when I was young. Just very involved. So I think it's one, the love of the game that I have, two, that I want to be so involved with my kids, and number three, that's just how I was brought up. That's what was instilled in me, that, you know, I'm not going to wait for someone to tell me what to do. I'm going to jump in and just get it done, because if we don't have the volunteers that we have, then this league's not going to run. It's as simple as that. But I mean, those are really the three key components as to why I do what I do. I'll throw in a fourth too. I love coaching kids. I just love it. Especially the younger kids. I think when both my kids are aged out of the program, I think I'll come back for another go around with it and coach again at the PK level and work my way up again.
Yeah.
Because it is so much fun.
There's nothing wrong with that. And I think a lot of times You'll see parents that their kid ages out of the league and their involvement wanes. But hey, we'd welcome people to be part of our league, to volunteer. You don't have to have a kid in the league. Nobody's going to look sideways at you if you just love being around kids and coaching them and helping them be better.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what do you like best about the position? You've touched on that a little bit already, but what is something that makes you happy, that makes you feel rewarded for doing this?
I mean, really hearing the parent, when I get the feedback from a lot of parents about, you know, where their kid was slotted or whatnot, I really like to have those conversations by phone. So when a parent is concerned about their kid's placement or whatnot, and I'm able to talk with them and they're like, you know what, you're right, he'll be fine. That makes me feel a lot better, because there's a lot of times where we all want the best for our kids. And if a kid is not slotted in the division for which the parent would like them to be slotted, it's a tough go-around. I mean, I get it. You know, I want the best for my kids, too. So being able to have those conversations and to, I guess, communicate with those parents that, look, you know, I'm not out to get your kid. I'm out to do what's right and what's fair by the league. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, I'm not getting paid for this. And I'm, you know, I'm trying to do this and trying to do it to the best of my ability. Just being able to communicate that to them and have a rewarding experience, or at least a positive outcome, is good. And that's what I like to see. I'll take it a step further, not from my position on the board, but in my experience in coaching, the best things that I ever get are from kids. I've gotten things over the years from kids I've coached. A couple of them are hanging in my office at work. Just, you know, thank you, Coach Todd. I appreciate the season. You grew my love for the game of baseball. Those are my trophies, if you will.
Yeah.
Those are the things that I look at. I'm like, hey, I remember that kid. I remember that kid. That kid was a great kid.
Yeah.
So those are the things I love seeing. So those are my rewards.
Yeah. Very cool. I totally understand what you're talking about. I feel exactly the same. And it's hard to explain unless you've actually done it. But once you've done that and had the experience of connecting with the kid and also, like you said, connecting with the parents and helping them understand that you're on their side and that you're trying to facilitate the love of the game and to develop not just the game skills, but also the teammate skills and all that. It is pretty rewarding. It is. So
Absolutely. I love, you know, the other thing too is seeing those kids develop. I had a kid on my fall ball team this year. Was a little timid. Not didn't have all the greatest of talent, but you know, by the end of the season in fall ball, you know how fall ball is. It's so short, and you don't get a lot of one-on-one time and really the practice time. But this kid really developed throughout the season, and me and the other coaches on our team were pretty pleased with his growth, even in that short 8 weeks or whatever. So it's good to see that too.
Yeah, it's very cool. And fall ball is a different dynamic, if parents don't always know that, especially new parents in the league. That it is much more laid back. It's developmentally focused. It's not as quote unquote competitive. And that's when you can really see some of the dramatic growth in a kid's mentality and his love for the game and his athletic skills as well. So you've already touched on this a little bit too, but my last question is, what is one thing that you wish parents, maybe even new parents in the league, knew about our baseball league?
One thing that our league does not run on its own, and it only runs as well as the volunteers that run it. We have, you know, about 40 members on our board,
right?
Some are more active than others, but even on the coaches line, coaches level, you know, it takes a lot of people to run this machine. Through opening day, through various, just coaching, through the activities that we do, I let you know, parents to know that we need them. We need their support. We need people to step up. I mean, we have people step down from the board every so often. So getting involved, I mean, and not being scared to get involved too. Because I remember when I first stepped onto the board, I didn't know what I was really getting myself into. and it's been rewarding. I mean, it's a commitment. But I don't look at it that way. It's just a means for me to be able to give back to something I love. And I've gotten to know a lot of good people, too, through this. I mean, I have conversations with a lot of people on the board that I wouldn't have had otherwise. So the networking piece is really nice as well.
Yeah, I totally agree. And there's nothing wrong with that, man. It's my social life, too, sometimes. You know, so
you're right.
I get it. Very cool. Hey, so great. Thank you, especially when you're away on this trip.
You're welcome.
I appreciate using the downtime for a call here. Hey, one more thing. How can people get a hold of you? I know your website, your email address is on the website, but go ahead and give that to me.
My email address is Todd, T-O-D-D, Fondrei, F as in Frank, A-N-D-R-E-I, @yahoo.com. I am on Facebook, but my Facebook page is a little more private. If I coach your kid, chances are I'll befriend you on Facebook.
Exactly.
But otherwise, I don't just befriend anybody on Facebook.
Well, from a league standpoint, if somebody wants to get a hold of Todd Fondrei from the Fishers HSE Youth Baseball Board, that is the Yahoo address.
And
from someone who has a difficult last name like Aquisto, your name is correctly pronounced how?
Fondrei.
Not Fandry. It's Fondrei.
Fondrei, yes, sir.
Okay. Great. Thanks again. Listen, good luck in hockey up in Holland, Michigan. And my family and I, are going to a Fuel game tonight. So,
yeah. Enjoy. We were there last Friday. We were
there.
My youngest did Mites on Ice. He was one of the, he was at the first intermission. He was on the ice for skating Mites for
the Cross Ice
Mites program.
Did he love that?
Yeah, he did. He played. This was his first year of playing hockey, and he enjoyed it. So he wants to follow in Big Brother's footsteps. So.
Awesome. I'm wearing my Blues hat tonight, so I'm ready to go. Yeah, I know.
That's right. I forgot you're a St. Louis fan.
Well, you know, hey.
I know.
Cool. My father-in-law is going to get to ride the Zamboni tonight because we have a connection.
That's awesome.
I know it. And it's a surprise. He doesn't even know it. So we're going to get him out there.
Cool.
Good luck this weekend. Are you playing tonight, like coming up?
Yes, we got a game at 4:20.
All right, go get him, man.
Okay, good, Jason.
Take care, Todd. Thanks, man.
You too, man.
See
you.
Bye. My conversation with Todd Fondrei from the executive board of Fishers HSE Youth Baseball. And now, this is the second time I've spoken with John Hoffman. A couple of years ago, we talked about evaluations and how that whole process went. So here is me talking to John Hoffman, another member of the executive board of this league. And actually, he's filling a different role than he previously held. This is me talking to my friend John Hoffman. And the first thing I asked John was, how long have you been on the board?
This is my 10th year.
10th year. Several of those were as a commissioner?
No. I joined as marketing sponsorships, and I think I did that for 7 years, 2 years as treasurer, and this is my completion in September. It'll be my first full year as secretary. Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Very cool. So you are the secretary.
I am the secretary. Yeah, I was the treasurer for 2 years.
Why do you do it? Because your kids are all, you don't have any kids in the league now. And this is a question people ask me sometimes, like, your son doesn't even play for that league anymore. Why do you continue to serve like this?
I continue to serve on the Youth Baseball Board of Directors because, number one, I love baseball, and I think that it is extremely important for kids to have outlets, and I think baseball is a natural outlet for kids. I think they learn lifelong lessons when they have great coaches, which the majority of our coaches are great. They get positive feedback and encouragement. And they learn how to play as a team, which obviously you and I know in the work world, it's very important to be able to get along with others. And I think the other thing that people miss often is I know that, you know, all those years of playing sports for Drew, the majority of them in baseball, every time Drew, you know, went to, you know, a different school, right? Not that we are changing schools, but because of the school redistricting or just him from going to elementary to middle to junior high to high school, just about every classroom that he went into, he knew somebody. Mm-hmm. And so there was always a familiar face when he went into a classroom at a new school on the first day of school. He just, you know, you automatically feel a little bit more comfortable. And I think it just brings the community together.
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally true. That's partly true because of Fishers and the way that community is set up, the way our city is, you know, there's an explosion of kids at this age that brings their parents together socially. But still, you're right. Being on a team gives you automatic connections to kids your age. And that's a good thing. So let me backtrack. Did you play sports growing up? I played a little bit. How much did you play?
A little bit, not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got to experience the playing of sports through my son. Mm-hmm. I think fortunately, in my case, I didn't take it too far to where I really lived it through me, and I couldn't get past that. So
yeah.
I was able to enjoy him playing and enjoy all the wins and have talks when there were losses and all that fun
yeah.
stuff.
Man, there's a lot of I know that you were very specific in your answer there, not to throw anybody under the bus. The typical, you know, sports parents that are so living through their kids and all that, that we all see examples of parents who are living through their kids or trying to get them to, you know, to perform in a certain way. Let me just try to phrase this the right way. How have you, because you and I have talked about this through the years, what's been helpful for you to have a healthy perspective as a sports parent, or especially as a kid playing baseball, which is a game of failure?
Mm-hmm.
How have you been able to keep that healthy perspective as a parent of a baseball player?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think part of it is that I was very lucky in that a lot of the kids that Drew played with and grew up with, they've become lifelong friends. So I've gotten to see good behavior and I've gotten to see bad behavior. And I think as time has went on and we kind of can see this negative direction in society, because it's not just Fishers, they're, you know, whether it's basketball, baseball, or really any sport, we see these videos every year of parents sort of losing their minds on either an umpire or a kid, their kid, or a coach or something like that. I think it's always kept me grounded to see that. And then I think, you know, just being board member on duty for our league, you get to see a lot of great moments in sports and a lot of cheering from the parents, and every once in a while you do run into a bad situation. And I found the majority of the time people just sort of temporarily lose their mind. They're good people. They just, for an instant, they just kind of lose it. And when you ask them to just take a step back, and you just kind of say, you know, something to the effect of, hey, you do you know this, these are third and fourth graders, and that's a 14-year-old umpire out there, right? You do remember that.
Yeah.
And the majority of the time, 95% plus of the time, you get this aha moment like, oh, I'm acting like a fool, aren't I? You know, if you could just dial it back a little bit, I think when you get that person to just kind of take a quick moment to get themselves together and notice what they're doing, they tend to change their behavior very quickly, and then it becomes what it's supposed to be, a fun event. Mm-hmm. And you get to cheer on kids and see kids develop. I'll tell you what, this might be a little bit off topic, but one of my favorite things to do as board member on duty is I go down to the lower pod where the younger kids are playing, and I love to see baseball through the eyes of little kids, and them when they put their mitt out and they close their hand for the fly ball and they open their eyes and it's in the mitt and they just get so excited, or they hit the ball and sometimes they run to first, sometimes they run to third, sometimes they run to the pitcher, but just as they start to notice how to play the game and the excitement that they have, that's another part of the reason that I love serving on the board and just watching baseball.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. Sometimes I go over to Billericay in the summertime when I'm not even on duty, just to either get a Billericay cheeseburger or just to watch the games, because it is so much fun, like you said, to watch the little kids experience the game, the joys of the game, and yes, the heartbreaks. I mean, it's a game of failure, but it's a game that teaches you about life, that you keep coming back. And hey, man, 3 times out of 10, you get a base hit, you're really good. And that's a metaphor for life. So, yeah, that's something our kids can take forward with them. So as we look at the leagues that are around, and, you know, there's a lot of places that kids can play baseball. it's become kind of a hotbed here in Central Indiana for baseball talent, as you know. What do you think it is that makes our league special? Not better, but I mean, what is it that is different about our league, or what is it you can point to and say, this is what makes Fisher's HSE Youth Baseball League special?
Yeah, I think I can start by taking it just one level above our youth baseball league, and that is going to Mudsock Youth Athletics, you know, the previous sports. I think that the Mudsock Youth Athletics has created all of these leagues, you know, opportunities for kids to play, whether it be lacrosse, soccer, baseball, basketball, fill in the blank, track, all these different opportunities for kids that they get to experience a lot of different sports. And then that helps them just in life in general, but from a sports perspective, I think it helps them fine tune what they're interested in. I think we have a community that welcomes the playing of sports and has a big interest in it. And I think once you start getting acclimated or exposed rather to all of these different sports, and then you kind of fine tune, we get a lot of very good athletes, like you said, coming out of our league. You know, Fishers as a community is lucky to have back-to-back state baseball champions. You know, Fishers High School in 2018, Hamilton Southeastern in 2019. And when I look at both of those rosters, the majority of those kids at some point played in Fishers HSE Youth Baseball League. Yeah. And I think that's something to really be proud of. And then as my son is now a freshman in college, going through 4 years of high school and playing at Fishers High School with a bunch of those kids, I now see some of his teammates that are, you know, in Division One, Division Two, Division Three schools, and it just furthers that, you know, that belief that, you know, these kids getting exposed to all these different sports and then being able to shine and have a community that fully supports that shows that there are additional opportunities, you know, after high school, much less after our youth baseball league to continue to play.
Yeah, that's well put, and especially because, like you said, the parent organization, it fosters that involvement from the top down, and every single one of those sports is thriving and has passionate parents that are volunteering, and because of the elbow grease of so many people that are giving their time to make sure these leagues are healthy and running. And so I don't know if we're able to reveal this yet. I mean, it's not much of a secret, but we are going to be changing the name of our league to match the name of Mudsock Youth Sports. We're changing it to Mudsock Youth Baseball. Is that correct?
That is correct. We will be rolling that out this summer so that effective with our fall baseball league, we will be Mudsock Youth Baseball. And as you know, Jason, from being around a long time, it's more of, you know, a change in the name. Nothing else will change. You know, we'll still have spring and fall rec baseball, and, you know, we will have the Fishers Express and the Fishers Rails. None of that will change. You know, the name of our website and the changing of the name of the parent organization will match and be aligned, but everything else remains the same.
Yeah.
Our mission and everything we do.
Yeah, change is going to be good, and the whole purpose is to better reflect the community, and Fishers HSE Youth Baseball will just become a different name, Mudsock Youth Baseball. So you mentioned the website. That's quite a website that the league has. Don't you think it's well-maintained? And
so very well-maintained and so very well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember who manages that, but they do
well,
a phenomenal job.
Whoever does
job.
It, yeah, you should give them a some kind of a ribbon or a recognition of some kind. But, yeah.
I'll give that person a pat on the back next time I see him.
Okay, good. Well, good, man. That's cool.
Well, yeah. I like listening to your podcast, and thank you so much, you know, for continuing to let me be involved. I really appreciate it.
Sure. You're one of our best guests. I appreciate it, man. So,
cool. All right. Well, you have a great weekend, Jason.
Thanks. You too, John. I appreciate the time, buddy. See ya.
Come on, let the kids play.
Baseball Dads is produced and engineered at Crow Hop Studios in Fishers, Indiana.
Let them play. 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 Let Let them play! 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 Let them play!
People notice a healthy smile, but maybe you have tooth sensitivity, bleeding gums, or acid-weakened enamel. Sensodyne, Parodontax, and Pronamel are trusted specialty toothpastes created to help improve your oral health. For tooth sensitivity, choose Sensodyne. Bleeding gums, get Parodontax. For acid-weakened enamel, Pronamel is the toothpaste for you. Sensodyne, Parodontax, and Pronamel, trusted specialty toothpastes to help bring home your healthy smile. Visit Ibotta to earn cash back.
Let's pause for a pure, crisp, smart water break. It's the vapor distilled, purely balanced pH smart water you love. Fit for your go-to playlist when you're on the go. Visit drinksmartwater.com to learn more.
I thought I'd have to choose between an IT degree and certifications until I found WGU. There I earned both through one program. WGU prepared me to earn certs from CompTIA and others at no extra cost. WGU IT bachelor's and master's degrees have no set class times. Rather, students progress at their pace, completing as many courses as they can each six-month term. I graduated faster, and you could too. Learn more at wgu.edu.
Howie Politics and State Affairs Pro offer insider election coverage, polling, and analysis in Indiana. Our nonpartisan news and legislative tools create a winning combination pro subscribers can't live without. For all the resources you need this election season and beyond, visit pro.stateaffairs.com/IN. That's pro.stateaffairs.com/IN.